Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. You can send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's the first initial of my first name plus my last name, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today, federal contractors and others who won't get back lost business from the government shutdown. That story after this. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. As President Trump and Congress feud over financing for a wall along the border with Mexico, 9 of the 15 major federal agencies have been left without funding since December 22nd. The federal employees who have been furloughed or are working without pay throughout the shutdown will be reimbursed for lost wages. But employees of federal contractors can't count on receiving any compensation for nearly a month of lost labor. Some of them are in survival mode. Here's Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Doran in Washington. Andy, what have you found?
In addition to the roughly 800,000 people who work directly for the federal government who are not getting paid or are furloughed right now, people who work for companies that do a lot of contracting work for the federal government, everything from kind of data analysis for various federal agencies to kind of cleaning the bathrooms and making food, at government federal buildings to, you know, working in laboratory, like, you know, NASA laboratories, all of that work, which is done by private employees who work for companies that work with the federal government, that is also all stopped. So what you're seeing is, beyond, I guess, kind of the 800,000 people, there's, you know, a whole, you know, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of other people who do not work for the federal government who are also seeing kind of their lives and businesses kind of upended here in the last few weeks as this shutdown drags on.
Talk about that guy from Alabama that you opened the story with who, I think you said he's giving back part of his own salary to kind of keep his company afloat at this point.
Yeah, so I talked to a lot of folks who, you know, kind of in the range of, in the world of government contracting, you know, you have these obviously very large firms who do a ton of contracting for the government with, you know, across the federal government with different agencies. And, you know, a lot of companies, a lot of big companies, a lot of their work is with the Defense Department and defense contracting, and that actually hasn't been impacted. But for kind of smaller or medium-sized firms that do work almost exclusively with, parts of the government that have been shut down, you know, in the Department of Interior and environmental work and things like that, what you're seeing is basically the entire businesses are disintegrating, or slowly disintegrating here in the last few weeks. I mean, they basically, without their kind of monthly revenue or biweekly revenue streams from these federal agencies, they're unable to pay their bills. They're not only are they unable to pay their employees, but, you know, they're looking at, you know, they can't cover their employee health care plan at the end of the month. And so if they can't pay for their employee health care plan, they're kind of legally required to, at that point, formally fire those people who they can't afford anymore. In some cases, executives at some of these firms, they're taking the somewhat extraordinary step of, you know, not taking a paycheck themselves to kind of just maintain a certain level of cash that the company can draw from. I mean, some of these places, they've fully drawn their line of credit. You know, some banks are showing some flexibility and kind of continuing to extend credit to firms that don't have any income right now. But yeah, I mean, it's overall a pretty dire situation for a lot of firms, a lot of smaller, medium-sized firms that can't, you know, go on without pretty continuous revenue streams.
Speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Doran in Washington, D.C. He's got an interesting piece entitled "Shutdown Forces Federal Contractors to Take Drastic Action." If they can't make that health insurance payment and then have to technically fire people, would they hire them back once the shutdown is over and kind of the business resumes and normalcy returns?
Yes, I think that would be the hope. I mean, I would say one of the main challenges with some of this contracting work is it's often extremely specialized kind of scientific or technical work that these employees are doing. You know, retaining and, you know, finding that kind of talent and getting them to the various federal the government sites is its own kind of tricky difficulty. I mean, this same the same executive, Mark Patton, he told me that, you know, he had spent, you know, $20,000 in several months trying to recruit a team for, you know, to do work at a federal facility in Cleveland, and now he's in a position where that team that he had spent all of this time and money recruiting and finding, he's now maybe in a position where he's going to have to lay them off. And then, you know, there's only so much, you know, with no end in sight on the shutdown, he doesn't know when he'd be able to hire them back, and how, you know, how patient folks might be when, you know, they're looking to pay their own bills at home. So it's a tricky situation.
Thanks, Andy. Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Doran in D.C. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can catch our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.